When Jeff Bezos encountered a website in 1994 claiming the internet was growing at 2,300% annually, he didn't just file away the information. He acted. Within months, he'd left his Wall Street job to launch Amazon, transforming how the world shops. What separated Bezos from countless others who saw the same statistic? Not superior genetics or a magical creative gene, but specific behaviors. Questioning assumptions about retail, observing emerging trends, networking with diverse thinkers, and experimenting with untested ideas. These behaviors form what we might call the innovator's DNA, a set of learnable skills that distinguishes disruptive thinkers from efficient executors. As businesses face increasingly shorter lifespans, the average Fortune 500 company now lasts just 15 years compared to 50 in 1950, mastering these innovation skills has become essential for survival. The revelation that creativity is primarily behavioral rather than genetic empowers anyone willing to practice specific discovery skills to enhance their innovative capabilities dramatically. Most of us view visionaries like Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos as possessing some innate creative genius, a special wiring that sets them apart. Research studying 117 pairs of twins reveals a different story. Only about 30% of creative performance is attributable to genetics, while roughly two-thirds comes through learning. Compare this to general intelligence, where 80 to 85% is genetically determined, and the implication becomes clear. Creativity is primarily a set of behaviors anyone can develop. Steve Jobs exemplifies how innovation emerges from specific behaviors rather than genetic predisposition. His revolutionary ideas came from questioning why computers needed noisy fans, observing Xerox PARC's pioneering interface work, and drawing on calligraphy knowledge from college. Innovative leaders spend approximately 50% more time on discovery activities than typical executives, almost a full additional day each week generating new ideas. At the cognitive core lies associational thinking, connecting seemingly unrelated questions, problems, or ideas from different fields. Four behavioral skills drive this: questioning the status quo by asking what if, why, and why not, observing the world with unusual intensity, networking with diverse people, and experimenting through pilots and prototypes. As Bezos notes, experiments are by their very nature prone to failure, but big successes compensate for dozens and dozens of things that didn't work. Like physical DNA modified through gene therapy, your innovator's DNA can be strengthened through deliberate practice. Mark Benioff's cloud computing breakthrough emerged from diverse experiences, building software as a teen, working at Apple and Oracle. During a sabbatical, he asked, "Why aren't all enterprise software applications built like Amazon and eBay?" This question launched the cloud revolution. Disruptive innovators connect dots through three approaches, creating odd combinations by uniting uncommon ideas, zooming in and out to see details and bigger pictures, and practicing Lego thinking by recombining diverse ideas in novel ways. Peter Drucker observed that the important and difficult job is never to find the right answers, it is to find the right question. When A.G. Laffley led P&G, instead of asking, "How can we help consumers get floors clean?" he asked, "How can we give consumers their Saturday mornings back?" yielding richer insights. Successful innovators ask 50 to 70 questions per hour, treating the world as a question mark. Doug Dietz, a GE industrial designer, transformed MRI scanners after witnessing a terrified 7-year-old facing a scan. Seeing through the child's eyes revealed the frightening experience. 80% of young children needed sedation. His team created GE Adventure Series scanners with themes like underwater adventures, complete with aromatherapy and visual effects. Sedation rates plummeted to under 1%. Patient satisfaction jumped 92%, and hospitals performed more daily scans. Effective observation means understanding the job customers are trying to accomplish, functional, social, and emotional dimensions. innovators actively seek workarounds, those incomplete solutions revealing crucial innovation clues. Chuck Templeton founded OpenTable after watching his wife spend hours unsuccessfully booking restaurant reservations. New environments heighten observational powers. Howard Schultz discovered the Starbucks concept during an Italian trip, observing espresso bars offering comfort, community, and extended family. David Neeleman constantly questions processes. At Azul, his questioning revealed high airport transportation costs prevented price-sensitive Brazilians from using low fares, leading to an innovative free bus service. Uber's origin demonstrates how diverse connections fuel innovation. Garrett Camp's transportation frustrations sparked brainstorming with Travis Kalanick, whose pushback shaped Uber's asset-light model. University of Chicago sociologist Ron Burt discovered that managers with broader, disconnected networks consistently generated more valuable ideas, what he calls creativity as an import-export business. Kent Bowen at CPS Technologies exemplified this by posting in every office. The insights required to solve many of our most challenging problems come from outside our industry and scientific field. This philosophy drove breakthroughs like consulting Polaroid's polymer chemists for ceramic particle dispersion and adapting sperm freezing techniques to prevent ice crystals in ceramic manufacturing. Conferences like TED and Davos create collision points where diverse experts spark innovation. To strengthen your network, expand its diversity, schedule weekly meals with people from different backgrounds, and attend conferences both within and outside your field. Experimentation is the most powerful discovery skill, generating future-focused data by answering what-if questions about tomorrow. Jeff Bezos exemplifies this mindset. Before Amazon became profitable, he built massive warehouses nationwide, initially operating at just 10% capacity. Though analysts criticized abandoning the no bricks and mortar model, this experiment positioned Amazon as the leading online retailer. Bezos has institutionalized experimentation at Amazon, believing that increasing experiments from hundreds to thousands dramatically boosts innovation output. Innovators typically engage in three forms of experimentation: trying new experiences, taking things apart physically or intellectually, and testing ideas through pilots and prototypes. International experience significantly boosts innovation capability. People who live abroad for at least 3 months are 35% more likely to start innovative ventures. Max Levchin and Peter Thiel's path to creating PayPal demonstrates rapid prototyping's power. Their initial venture, security software for Palm Pilots, proved to have limited market appeal. They pivoted twice, ultimately attaching money to emails and expanding their potential market from 3 million PDA users to 120 million email users. To think differently, act differently. Innovative CEOs spend 50% more time on discovery than non-innovative executives. Aim for at least 30% of your time on discovery activities. Start by assessing your discovery skills. Choose a specific innovation challenge and write 25 questions about it. Try question storming. Generate 50 questions before brainstorming solutions. Use constraint-imposing questions. If we couldn't sell our current products, how would we make money? And constraint-eliminating questions. What if money were no object? Identify your strongest skill among observing, networking, and experimenting, then practice it deliberately. Consider finding an innovation coach. Nearly all disruptive innovators had mentors guiding their journey. As Apple's campaign concluded, the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Your innovator's DNA isn't fixed, it's waiting to be activated. The question isn't whether you have the capacity for disruptive innovation, the question is whether you'll invest the time to develop it.